My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Flash. Yes, available now on iTunes. Let's see here. Normally, it's just me doing stuff. Well, today it's going to be the same thing. It's just me. I'm going to be talking Flash. That's what I do because I love the show. You never know who's going to be on with me. I thought I was going to have somebody, but it didn't work out. But it's okay because I'm here for you guys. We're going to be talking about last week's episode because tonight a brand new episode airs on the CW. Tuesday, Paradox aired, and holy crap, this was such a good episode. I mean, right now, I watch the episode, and then I kind of go through it fast forward, like, if the Flash were watching it, and like, take down my notes, and then I was watching it for the second time, I was like, man, this was a good episode. I don't know who directed it, but kudos. Kudos to whoever directed this episode. In my notes right here, I have, love the episode. Yes, I did. It's obvious, right? I love the episode. I love seeing the crossover part with Felicity. I definitely was a fan of Barry talking to Felicity and then kind of going back to what happened, and all of a sudden it appeared they were talking. It was really cool how we went back and forth. So once again, whoever directed it, great job. Here I thought it was cool seeing Harry Potter dude, the Slytherin. Yes, I knew he was going to be in it. I totally forgot though when I was watching the episode. I was like, oh, there's Mr. Harry Potter guy that hated Harry Potter. But he fit. I wasn't sure on what he was going to do, what he's going to be. I'm still trying to figure out if he's a good guy or a bad guy, or if he's just like, isn't a fan of Barry. But at the end of this episode, man, he was like giving him the eye, like, I know something. I don't trust you, Barry. So I don't know. But it was good seeing him. This is like a little taste of Harry Potter, right? Then I have my notes again. Just a great episode. I know. I just can't stop saying it because it was a really freaking good episode. Cisco, he was too Debbie Down for me. And I understand why. And I understand his frustration and anger towards Barry. Totally get that. But man, it was killing me to see Cisco like that because, like, Cisco, for me, I love Cisco. He's hilarious. I love he's always positive and always in a good mood. Even when crap's going down, he has a way of saying something funny to kind of lighten the situation. And, oh, man, he wasn't that person, and it definitely threw me off. Like, it fell off. I'm not complaining because I love the episode, but, I was like, come on, Cisco, forgive him, come on. But towards the end, it happens, which is cool, kind of, in his own steps. But still, I need my Cisco back. I need my old Cisco. What else? Alchemy. This dude here is a super bad guy. Kind of reminds me of Dr. Doom. I don't know his story because I don't read the comics. I don't know what his deal is, and I'm not going to ruin it by looking it up because I like to, like, you know, firsthand. But there were, like, other little alchemy guys around him. Like, it's like a cult or something. Like, I don't know what it is, but he has, like, his stone and magic, and he gave Rival, what's-his-face, back his speed from the Vampire Diaries, so, which I like. I like him too, and he's going to be a cool bad guy. But I'm a little worried because it looks like Alchemy, he's give powers to whoever he wants, which it seems like kind of hinted towards the end of the episode that preparing that everybody that once had speed is going to get his speed. So, and then the camera pans on Kid Flash. So, I wonder what's going to happen with that. I have in my notes, great speed chase between Flash and Rival. I love it when they do that, but this one was extra. It was just bad. This episode was so good. It was great seeing Flash, aka Barry's dad, who's not really Barry's dad, but it's the Flash that looks like him. He just spits knowledge, man, and I like seeing that dad. I don't know the actor's name, but it's good. It's good seeing him in the he's a good moral compass and knowledge to Barry. I was a little worried that Barry wasn't going to listen, But I'm glad he did, and it all panned out at the end. Hopefully we'll see more of The Flash, a.k.a. Barry's not dad, who looks like his dad. Let's see here. Sweet fight at the end of this episode. Totally sweet fight between Rival and The Flash. Loved it. And then you thought that Rival was going to get him, and then Cisco comes in with his super glasses and his gloves that he's been working on. That was pretty badass. He zaps him, which I really thought Alchemy was going to pop up and shoot his blue magic at Cisco, and that it was going to be like power versus power, but that didn't happen. But that whole thing when Barry punches him and he flips and then Cisco zaps him and then Flash get, oh man, that was badass. Totally badass. Caitlin. Now, Barry kind of pokes fun at her about her being an ophthalmologist, but Caitlin puts her hand up and she's like turning into the Frost chick, right? That's what she's going to do. Now, does that mean she's still going to be good or is she going to switch over to bad? I don't know. Lost here because I refuse to read anything that might spoil it. But Caitlin looks a little upset, looks a little worried. I don't know why she didn't bring it up to Barry. But that's going to be pretty cool. So, yeah, looks like she's got some frost powers. And at the end of this, was that Megatron? Did Megatron come over there and kill Rival or grab him or whatever? But it looks like Alchemy can, like, throw his voice because he starts messing with Rival inside that prison, and then you see that robotic spike. I swear to God, it looked like Megatron. I swear to God, it looked like Megatron. But I know people. It's not Megatron because he's too big to go in that cell, but it looked like a mini Megatron. I hope Rival's not dead because I like him. Maybe he broke him out, and I don't know. But this season looks really, really good. I'm excited. I'm excited. Love Paradox. Love the episode. Tonight, a new episode is called Magenta, which looks like we get Jess Quick. I don't know. And then we see the doctor. I'm cool. I like seeing everybody together. So, oh, yeah, it looks like the time tunnel thing is going to be in Stargate. That's what I call it, the little Stargate tunnel thing. Oh, yeah. Tonight's going to be a good episode. So that's it for this episode. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Man, it was a good episode. If you haven't started watching The Flash, you really need to. All right, people, do it. Do it now. That's it. Scale of 1 to 10. A 10. Hello. All right, that's it. I'm done. I got to get my son because I'm looking at the camera and he's sitting up. And I think he can hear me and he wants me to get him out of his little crib. So I've got to go now. But I'll be back later. I might recap it tonight, the new episode, or tomorrow. I haven't decided. Depends how I can squeeze it in there. But I will. It's coming up. Thanks for all the love, everybody that's been listening and retweeting and liking all that stuff and everything else. Shout-outs to my girl Anna B over there in Australia. She's a big fan of The Flash and Arrow. Don't forget, Good Shows app. It's absolutely free. You can download it. It's kind of like the old TV tag and Get Glue. If you're a fan of TV and movies, jump on it, and we can talk Flash and other stuff. All right? My name on there is Mike the Movie Guy. You can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook. Everything is on iwatchmike.com. Just go there. And don't forget, iTunes. Search iTunes. Talking the Flash. That is me. And you just never know who's going to be joining with me, all right? So Talking the Flash on iTunes. And if not, if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Did I say that too fast? If I did, go to iwatchmike.com. All right, people, have a good one. Have a great week. Oh, I'm so excited for The Flash tonight. I'll see you later.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.